1, 2, 3, 4.
Dirty dozen. That was a really good Dirty Dozen, actually. Thanks, I couldn't top that.
Yeah, I was
that,
like,
you came out with that, and I was like, shit, that's a big Dirty Dozen
thanks,
right
sir,
there.
Thanks, sir. Yeah, I've had that tucked up my sleeve for a while, actually.
You've been practicing at home.
I was saving it for an X Factor audition, but I just thought, you know what? I'm just gonna unleash it on the world now.
12 podcasts in.
Episode number 12.
Wow, can you believe it's been a journey?
It has been amazing. This could literally be like a whole season on Netflix. 12 episodes, done.
Well, what are we going to be talking about on this, the 12th episode?
Well,
number one,
we're going to be talking about things that you should not do when drunk. Now, I mean, the list does go on, and between the two of us, we've probably crossed off most of it.
Yeah,
but
this is some important life experience.
We're just going to tackle some basics, maybe draw on some real life examples. But yeah, things not to do when drunk. I think we can all learn from that.
Don't make the same mistakes that we made.
No.
Or make them, and then tell other people not to make them.
Exactly.
That's life.
And or, you know, live blog them, tweet them,
yeah.
Periscope.
And record a podcast about it to share your experiences
exactly.
with the world. That's a good idea. Next thing we are talking about will be, do friends even talk on the phone?
I don't talk to you on the phone. We just do the podcast and then we part ways.
Complete silence.
Never talk to each other again.
I'm a digital hermit crab.
This is because you killed my carrier pigeon. That was the previous form of communication I was using to talk to you.
I thought that was a new Nando's delivery system.
The tiniest Nando's ever.
After that, we have got...
arithmetic.
It's a tricky subject. I can't even spell it anymore.
Yeah, and basically how things that we learned at school, when we were quite young at school, we suddenly no longer know about or know how to do. Arithmetic being one of them, but there are obviously many other things that we learned probably like in primary school, even earlier, some things later. Do you know what? Even secondary school stuff, I mean, that was more recent. I feel like we should know more of that.
I mean, you're giving me a lot more credit than I'm due. I forget stuff that happened last month. So if that sounds like a podcast that you want to get on board with, then stay tuned. Carefully, cause I am thinking about leaving. Got you, baby, do you got me, baby? Cause I'm still thinking about leaving. Carefully, cause I'm carefully, maybe I'll come on back. I want you to feel blue. And if you ask, maybe I'll come on back. I try to let it show, try to think about others. Ask me, baby, then I'll tell you, baby, that I would never think about others. I want you to call me on it. A lonely babe, when you're not in my mind. I want you to feel a loop. And if you ask, maybe I'll come on back. Ain't always magic. But we forgot about it, cause we said ain't always magic. But we forgot about it.
To me, Carl. I know you've done some pretty messed up things when you're drunk. Just spill your heart out for everyone else's entertainment.
I'm hoping I'm not the only one who's done these things. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm looking at you and I'm thinking maybe we've probably done similar things.
I do not associate with people like you.
Okay.
Except, again, when we're recording this podcast.
I mean, when we've been drunk,
there's kind of like this other side to you that comes out, isn't there?
It's true. It's like a tiny little gremlin, and it kind of like crawls out and just takes over your brain and your hands and your texts.
And then you basically, the kind of grown-up, organized bit of your brain, which is, let's be honest, a small part.
Yeah.
It just gets shoot out. And then this other dude comes in there, and he's like, hey, dude, it would be really good for you to go on Facebook and start looking at that girl's photos.
Yes.
Keep scrolling, keep scrolling, keep scrolling, keep
profile
scrolling.
Profile photo 72 of 89.
We've all been there, the 3 a.m. stalk, going through someone's profile pictures, and you accidentally click like, beep, and then you're like,
why did I
can't really get away from that. They're going to see that notification.
They're going to know that I not only was on their profile at 3 in the morning, but I went back through like the
history.
Dark recesses.
I have gone back
of
in
their
time.
Profile picture. I'm in 2005. Yeah. They might have still been in school at this point. I mean, they're looking quite young.
Bikini shots.
But hey, I'm going to like it. Maybe throw in a poo face emoji. I don't know.
Whoa.
Either way, these are not things that you want to do.
Word of warning, any girls out there, do not put albums up of you in bikinis on holiday.
That's so true.
Because honestly, guys, just look at that stuff. And have then they look ever... at your friends and then they go, oh, she's got quite hot friends. Oh, she's got quite good in a bikini. But that's like 6 years ago.
How
you can't
people,
match up to that body anymore.
How many people do you think actually masturbate to photos on Facebook?
I mean...
Because why are you saying they should not put photos up?
Okay, rein it in.
You know,
rein
things not to do when drunk. I'm just saying. Like,
drunk?
You know.
We're talking about... drunk. Drunk around the I don't do that. Don't do that. I mean...
But do some people?
Probably someone's masturbated. Everyone has probably masturbated to someone's
profile photo
somewhere.
And would you
imagine
like it before
someone had masturbated to your profile pictures? That's creepy. That's weird, isn't it?
I don't know. There are creepy people everywhere.
Abba's just fallen back
and laughing. Laughing at my own joke too much.
That's a funny thing, because you don't laugh at any jokes as much as you laugh at your own. It's so funny. I know so many people that literally find themselves so hilarious.
You know so many people that find themselves
hilarious. Yeah, like more than like other people find themselves.
Well, I mean,
I don't have that internal. I don't laugh at myself as much.
You're too self-conscious.
Yeah, I can't. Wish I could make myself laugh like that. You're laughing now.
It's just funny. Like, I don't know what to
I
say.
I wish I had that.
I can't teach you.
Yeah. I feel like a fucking champion right now. The video to this has got to be on a rooftop somewhere, I reckon. There's a slight possibility that I'm gonna have to fight for it lyrically. And I'm gonna have to light up the city streets till I look like Michael and Billie Jean. So I got TLS on the telephone. You got a beat for me to bless, bro, yes or no? He was like, that's fine, come get him, bro. I know you got mad lines like methadrone. I rep the hood youth and the posh kids too. If you like good music, I rock with you. They thought he couldn't do it, but the God pulled through. I'm writing this good news, that's the gospel truth. Step in the studio or bedroom set up. Tell a producer, don't get too clever. Spray the new flow that gets through leather. Make a dude know bulletproof's better. They talk, they talk, and they say. They talk, they talk, and they say. They talk, they talk, and they say. But it don't mean shit anyway. They talk, they talk, and they say. They talk, they talk, and they say. They talk, they talk, and they say. But it don't mean shit. They say it's cool, but my hobby's heated. I play for my own ice hockey team. Watch them all try to copy me when they see them on a roll like poppy seeds. All that rap beef's entertaining and shit, but running out of words is a much worse battle. I write like a legend and I make it swift. Get it out to the world, cause a gully verse travels. Novel idea, school of hard knocks, I'm qualified here. Dying poor's the only problem I fear. If I drop dead now, I would not get found, cause there's not a guy near. A wise man told me, be strict with bars. If you make it, take your motherfucking G's with ya. But mind you, don't use your literature to make any blood-sucking literature. They talk, they talk, and they say. They talk, they talk, and they say. But it don't mean shit anyway. They talk, and they say. They talk, they talk, and they say. They talk, they talk, and they say. But it don't mean shit. Way before you ever heard of me, I was bunning Benzes and murking beats. Put rap in a state of emergency. Newcomers can attempt to emergency. These MCs panicking. Everybody fucks with my rapping, and I didn't need sexy packaging. Next scene's happening. Dudes be rewinding my old shit, screaming out, let's see that again. Cause I write action sequences, and they're all deserving of an Oscar. And with them other guys, all man sees is shit. That's Waterworld and Kevin Costner. Nigga, I'm not done. I'm straight raw, and I'm the top gun. They're playing floor. I don't know what summer in the game for. I take all. There's not much to play for.
They talk, they talk and they say. But it don't mean shit anyway. They talk, they talk and they say.
Do friends talk on the phone anymore?
I mean, if I heard a phone ring the other day, anecdotal story, heard a phone ring in the office, I was confused. It was a landline phone and it had been so long since I'd heard a landline phone that I was like, what is that sound? Does someone have a new iPhone ringtone?
It's weird, actually, the only time I use a landline is in the office.
Yeah.
But sometimes I've just got my mobile in front of me. I'm just like, oh, I'll just use my mobile to call someone.
I've already got my headphones in. It's right in front of me.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
Do I need to use the phone to communicate with my friends?
Probably not. You're communicating other ways.
What do you do?
I really find it awkward speaking on the phone. Really? I've always found it awkward speaking on the phone.
Do you use voice notes on WhatsApp?
I never use those. I only realise that you can make things on bold in WhatsApp.
You can?
I knew that was going to fucking impress you. I didn't know if you knew that. I didn't. You know when you find out something new, but you're like, does everyone else know this?
I got
this golden nugget of
like web WhatsApp. Because web WhatsApp...
You blew my mind.
I was like, what person someone at work says? And I was like, what's that? Is that WhatsApp on your computer? And he was like, yeah, web WhatsApp. And I was like, oh, mind blown. And then I like proceeded to tell everyone.
And you told me about it. And I was like, yeah. And then someone else was like, and I claimed it as my own.
It's cool, man. It's cool. That's what technology is about. We all want to be at the forefront.
So I'm going to share something with you. And if you put an asterisk, put a word and put another asterisk, bold, in WhatsApp, and it shows you it in bold.
Wow.
Sick. That's actually quite sick.
Is that like a new update to the latest version?
Whatever. It's just cool.
Because back in the day of like online chatting, if you put an asterisk and then a word and then another asterisk.
There
was an action. Yeah, like
nods
sigh,
heads.
Wink, nods heads. Classic. So now it's bold.
Yeah.
I'm going to try that.
Give it a go, guys.
I'm going to try that.
A little bit of nugget for you.
C'est une menteuse, une menthe religieuse. Mais la bouffe de l'intérieur. Une menteuse, une menthe religieuse. Une relation née en quelques heures. Maintenant l'inverse. Elle en a marre des machos ringards, des machos clichés, des machos men. Des machos ringards, des machos clichés. macho men. Des machos ringards, des machos clichés, des macho men. Des machos ringards, des machos clichés, des macho men.
I have officially realised that I'm an old man and I have forgotten pretty much most of the stuff that I learnt when I was in school.
If you're an old man now, then what are you going to be when you're like actually old?
Benjamin Button. I'm going to like flip it and then become like a baby.
Creepy.
Creepy old Mr. Burns, baby. The whole Benjamin Button thing was weird because there was a point where she was dating like an underage kid who's an old man.
I fell asleep during that movie.
Oh, really?
It was so long.
It was a long film. I quite liked it. I mean, the whole thing was confusing.
So you mean you're an old man because your memory is failing you and you can't remember things that you did when you were younger?
I had this problem where I started to work out this sum. Mm-hmm. And it was 8,008 minus 2,974.
Ooh.
And I was like, oh, that's numbers I can get a grasp of. I'll write them down. 8,008, 2,974, and then work them out. And then I was like, oh, I'll do the first number. And then I just got so lost. Because the 9 was bigger than the 0, and I was like carrying a 1, and then I fumbled around like an idiot for 10 minutes, got something I thought looked right,
yeah.
Googled it, completely wrong answer.
This is crazy.
It's tough. I mean, that's basic division, subtraction even. I don't even know what I'm doing.
Maybe that's why you're going wrong. Maybe you're trying.
I'm working on like pie graphs. I've got like just working
like,
angles.
You're like, wait, Pythagoras' theorem has way more things in it. Yeah. However, I tried to do the sum in question, and I was like, holy, whoa, like, or whatever it was.
Headache.
And then basically, I got what I thought was a reasonable number. And I was wrong. Disclaimer, I studied economics at LSE.
Ouch.
So, I mean, wow.
The thing is,
something's gone seriously wrong since I graduated.
We're throwing you this challenge without working on a computer or your phone. Work it out on paper.
Get a pen.
Get that paper and just say to yourself, 8,008 minus 2,974. What is that? Because I'd love to know.
We still don't
know. I still don't know that.
Help!
I'm such a total zombie. You're
I had this moment of worrying that we were actually hadn't pressed the record button. I hadn't pressed the record button on the
thing. Oh my god, do you see what I work with?
But Abba's having like a spontaneous combustion here next to me. She's like, I don't know what, her body's just shutting down.
I'm hiccuping and laughing at the same time.
Her body doesn't know what to do. It's like doing two things and then it's getting confused. You're making some weird noises as well. Are you okay? What is that? What is that little...
Do that, Shred. Oh, sorry.
She's like hiccuping.
What do you mean I'm not doing a volunteer?
That is genuine.
That's disgusting.
You're disgusting.
Dirty does it.
Don't try and fumble your way through this. That was pathetic. Anyway, it looks like... can you... Okay. That squeaking is my co-presenter. That's fine. Let's see you all. I think you need feeding. Is that what it is? She needs feeding to go. I'm going to feed
her. Perfect.
Well, I mean, that's good timing because we'll wrap this thing up. Such an idiot.
I'm an idiot.
Yeah, you are an idiot.
You're the one that can't do long division.
At least I can speak properly, kind of.
Exactly.
If we make it to a 13th episode, I'd be as surprised as you guys.
We'll be back soon.
If her voice comes back.
It'll be back. No hiccups, I promise.